This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. 10 U.S. Democratic presidential contenders debated Wednesday night in the first major event of the 2020 election campaign, all looking to oust Republican President Donald Trump after his first term in the White House. AP's Alexandra Jaffe shares two distinctive moments from last night's debate.
The first was on health care, when the entire field was asked whether they would abolish private insurance, and only two candidates raised their hands, Elizabeth Warren and Bill de Blasio. And the second, of course, was a clash between Julian Castro and Beto O'Rourke on immigration. That's an issue that hasn't gotten a lot of focus in the Democratic field, and Julian Castro is one of the leading candidates in terms of releasing a particularly progressive immigration policy, and he got the opportunity to show it off and really have a standout moment.
10 more Democratic candidates will debate Thursday evening, including former Vice President Joe Biden. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Osaka, Japan, where he is attending a summit with other leaders from the Group of 20. His first meeting was a working dinner with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, during which Trump said the two countries have been very good allies. Among other meetings for Mr. Trump on the sidelines of the main event, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday, and Friday talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The U.S.-China talks are likely to touch on trade after a breakdown in negotiations and an escalation of tariffs by both sides. A Russian passenger plane crashed and burst into flames during an emergency landing in Siberia today, killing at least two crew members and injuring nine other people. Russian officials say the plane overshot the runway after landing, hit a small building, and caught fire. The officials say 47 people were on the 24-seat plane when it went down. From Washington, this is VOA News. A German humanitarian ship carrying 42 migrants rescued off the coast of Libya is in an Italian port today, defying orders from Rome to stay away. The ship's captain, Carola Racchet, says Italian authorities have come aboard her ship.
The authorities have been on board twice. They just collected some paperwork, but they haven't given any clear indication as to when the rescued people will be disembarked.
The vessel, operated by the German nonprofit Sea-Watch, had spent 2 weeks on the open seas when no European country would accept it. The U.S. is sending its special envoy for Iran, Brian Hook, to Paris to meet with French, German, and British officials about the Persian Gulf crisis. European governments are trying to find a way to save the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
European powers are scrambling to preserve the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, as tensions between the U.S. and Iran have been recently heating up. They're trying to convince Iran to stay in the deal, which the U.S. pulled out of last year. Iran has said it will break out of the nuclear deal's limit on its stockpiles of low-enriched uranium, following the reimposition of U.S. sanctions. Iran's UN ambassador urged Britain, France and Germany to take timely, practical steps to preserve the agreement, which he described as now being in a critical condition. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. Senate has approved a bill to provide aid to help reduce illegal migration across the country's southern border with Mexico. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
The Senate overwhelmingly passed a $4.6 billion measure to cover the cost to shelter and feed migrants detained by the Border Patrol and care for unaccompanied migrant children who are turned over to the Department of Health and Human Services. Both agencies are struggling to care for the tens of thousands of people. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants some changes.
I think they are four changes to this bill. We could quickly have a conference, talk about those four changes, try to get them in the bill, and finish this.
Before leaving for the G20 summit in Japan, President Trump also said the funding is urgent. Both houses need to approve any changes ahead of next week's 4th of July recess. Tim McGuire, Washington.
In a ruling that critics say could hinder access to public records, the U.S. Supreme Court has made it easier for the government and businesses to keep commercial information that is shared with federal agencies confidential. The 6-3 decision came in a case that pitted a South Dakota newspaper against the food marketing industry. The paper sought records about grocery store transactions in the U.S. Department of Agriculture's food stamp program for Americans with low or no income. The record request came under the Freedom of Information Act, a law that allows public access to federal documents and other records, although there are certain exemptions. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.